One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Seven Inspirations for Success.
Hallelujah.
There's a leper. There's a leper. Jesus touches the leper. No one's supposed to touch a leper, but he touches the leper and he's cleansed. As it touching a leper. Oh my goodness. I'm inspired by Jesus. He doesn't get infected by the touch. Rather, he destroys the infection. I said, that's the kind of person I'd like to be. I'm inspired by Jesus. What an example. What an example. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm inspired by his hope. Oh, I'm talking about his faith, his hope, his love. Look at Jesus. Did you ever read in St. John's Gospel when he prayed? When Jesus prayed and committed his disciples into the Father's hands. Oh, neither pray I for these alone, but for all those who would receive their testimony. And I'm thinking, look at how Jesus had hope in his Father. He not only had faith, but he had hope. He looked to him with hope. Look at Jesus in Gethsemane. He's praying. If thou be willing, let this cup pass from me. He's praying with hope. Yet not my will, but your will be done. Jesus was hopeful. And I was thinking, I thought he was just a man of faith, but he was demonstrating hope. Wow. I thought, this is amazing. What manner of man is Jesus, Son of the living God? Hallelujah. I find him on the cross. Jesus is on the cross. Never man demonstrated such hope. Jesus is on the cross. He's dying. And he cries out his last words. He says, Father, oh boy. He says, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. I said, God, oh God, what hope, even in death, what hope could I be hopeful unto death if that were the case? Can we have that hope? And say, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Oh boy, I thought, no one like Jesus. I'm inspired by his example. I'm inspired by his example. Hallelujah. I'm inspired by his example. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. There's none like Jesus. Hallelujah. And I was thinking, this is the Christ. This is the Christ that I've come to know. This is the Christ that I've come to receive. This is the Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away, and all things have become new. As he is, so are we in this world. Hallelujah. Inspired by his example. He's given us an example that we should follow his steps. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Number four, the inspiration of his life in me. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 32, look at it. He says, now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. And I'm thinking, I've received the word of God. It's in me now. Christ is in me now. And now he tells me that inside me, he builds me up. His life in me today, he's building me. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Oh God, I'll never fail. I'll never fall. Hallelujah. I'll never be destroyed. Glory to God. Oh, look at it. How could I be a failure? He's building me up. His life in me is building me up. Glory to God. In Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 14. Thank you, Lord. He says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things. Wow, what a ministry of God at work in my life to cause me to grow up in God in all things. In everything in life, I'm growing. I'm growing in all things. It doesn't matter what area of life you're talking about. I'm growing in him in all things. Hallelujah. Wow, what a life. His life in me is extraordinary. Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 20. Look at this. This is amazing. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. I thought, wow, he's at work in me. According to his power inside me, he's able to do absolutely exceeding abundantly above all that I ask or even imagine. Oh boy, look at verse 21. This is great. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages. Hallelujah. World without end. Ah, oh God, this is amazing. St. John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse number 23. I'm talking about the inspiration of his life in me. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man loved me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. So the Father and Jesus, by the Holy Ghost, living in me. Boy, I'm inspired by his life in me. I square my shoulders. It doesn't matter where I am in this great world. I'm bold. I'm aware the Father and Jesus are at work in me. They're alive in me by the ministry of the Holy Ghost. I am not alone. He's alive in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. That's why I can have unparalleled boldness. Look at Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Look at it. To whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. I'm inspired. Christ is in me. I'm not an ordinary person. I'm a Christ in you person. Hallelujah. Every step I take is a Christ in you person walking in this earth. Christ in me, the hope of glory. That means my life is full of glory. It doesn't matter where I go. It doesn't matter what it's about. My life is full of glory. Christ in me, the hope of glory. I'm inspired by his life in me. Hallelujah. Number five. You ready for number five?
Yes, sir.
We're talking seven inspirations for success. Hallelujah. Number five, the inspiration of his instructions. Mine, you know, somebody can give you instructions for life that don't inspire you. But Jesus, he doesn't give ordinary instructions. And when I look at the instructions that he gave, boy, I think, wow. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18, chapter 28, from verse number 18. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. And I'm thinking, these guys, they won't even be allowed to go to Samaria. And God gives an instruction and he says, go and teach all nations. Man, oh man. And I'm a young guy and I'm reading this. I'm schooling in a small village. And I come across this and it says, go into all the world and Look at it. Preach the gospel. Go ye therefore, teach all nations. And I'm thinking, my life has changed. I'm beyond the borders. My goodness. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. All nations. I began to study it. What did he mean, teach all nations? I saw he meant make pupils of the nations. My goodness, make disciples of the nations. I scratched my head. I said, what's he talking about? I should make pupils of the nations. I should make students of the nations. La karabakaya, lende gresko rabahaya. You know what that means? Teach the world how to live. Teach the nations how to live. I said, I believe you. I'm inspired by your instructions. I'm inspired by your instructions. I can go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Look at the next thing. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, yakarabakasaya, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Hallelujah. I'm inspired by his instructions. And I thought, wow, he's given me the whole world. Ticket to the nations. My, my, my. A commission to the whole world. Rokasata rabaya. Look at something. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And I'm thinking, but he shall receive power. After that, he tells them, hold on. I've given you this instruction, but wait till the Holy Ghost comes. He says, but he shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And he shall be witnesses unto me. He shall be proof producers unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. I said, my God, la casete rebekaya. The world is my parish. It's done. It's the whole earth. It's the whole earth.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com.